Well, we are so excited. I have to say, this is the most requested segment here on CJWW. It is none other than the Pig Spleen Forecast. And I am pleased to say CJWW has a new official Pig Spleen reporter. We've got Jeff Woodward from Moose Jaw. Jeff, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well today. Yes, very good.
That's good. Now, let's talk a little bit about the pig spleens. These are all from the Tompkins, Saskatchewan area in the southwestern part of the province, hey?
Yeah, so there's some from the Shaunavon area, some from Gull Lake, some from just about up by Leader area. So, yeah, it's all from that southwest area.
So let's talk about the tradition of the pig spleen forecast, Jeff.
So the tradition, it actually goes back probably, it's pagan times in old Europe. My relatives are from Sweden, and they used to, when they were getting ready for the fall, their fall festivals, they would slaughter a pig, and the idea was that the pig spleen would tell them how bad the winter was going to be so that they knew how to prepare for it. So that little tradition came over with my great-grandparents, and I think my grandfather started doing it just sort of as a joke when they would get together and slaughter a pig. They had those meat co-ops they'd slaughter a pig and share the meat. My Uncle Gus saw them doing it, and he was quite fascinated by it. So he was a farmer in the Tompkins area for a long time, and when he retired from farming, he started pig spleen forecasting and became quite famous doing it, yeah.
Well, I know so many people that say, hey, to heck with what Environment Canada says. It's the pig spleen forecast that we truly look for. So it's there's something behind it for sure, Jeff.
Yeah, like I can't really explain it, but it does seem to, people like it, and it does seem to be pretty accurate.
And how many pig spleens does it take to make an accurate prediction? Because you were saying we've got pig spleens from kind of all over the province.
Well, I like to do what Environment Canada does. It's an ensemble forecast. I look at as many as I can. Like this year, I had 11. It's often like a little bit hard to pick the one that you're going to go with. So you look at a bunch of different ones and you sort of mix them together to get the forecast.
I love it. I love it. Well, the history is awesome, and Jeff, you're awesome to talk to. So I want to get right into it. You've got the forecast right in front of you. What is the pig spleen forecast for 2025?
Okay, so the pig this year said we're probably going to have sort of an average temperature-wise, average winter for the first half. So from January, February, March, we'll be around those average conditions. A little bit more snowfall than what we've seen in the past. And we're already seeing that. So we've got lots of snow on the ground. Pig spleen predicted the cold snap. It's a little bit warmer now than I think what the pig spleen predicted, but towards the end of January, we're going to have some snow. And, it's one of those strange years again where we're going to see rain probably at really weird times. I've got rain and snow on January 20th, January 28th. So we go through February. I've got dates of February 9th and 15th where we'll get rain and snow again. And that's it's all verified by, I also look at the fog, like when we have fog, and 90 days after a fog, there's usually some kind of snow or rain event. We move into March. March is pretty much the same kind of average. I've got a snow event on March 21st. And that's pretty much it. There wasn't a ton of information this year about specific events. Those are the ones that I could pick out of it. I should also add that there's something going to happen. That there's a bit of an anomaly on the spleen sort of towards the end of May, first part of June, that I haven't really figured out what it is. Maybe we're going into an election. I'm not really sure. It seems like that's where we're headed.
That's hilarious. The pigs can tell if we're getting elected, hey?
Yep.
Well, Jeff, they say if a groundhog sees his shadow, it's going to be an early spring. But what does the pig spleen say? Are we getting an early spring this year?
Spring will come average same time, but it's going to be cool. Like, it's not going to be a really warm spring. And I think we've seen that in the past, too, where our springs are getting long and cooler. So Good precipitation for seeding, especially in the southwest part of the province where they need a lot of moisture still. But a cooler, longer spring than I think what we've seen in the past.
Right on. Well, Jeff, we can't thank you enough for your pig spleen report this year. And we'll have the full thing posted up on our website so everybody can take a look and reference back and say, you know what, that pig was on to something.
Well, I often wonder how Environment Canada can produce forecasts for us from a province away. They don't even have weather forecasters in the province anymore. So this has got to be better.
There you go. I think so, too. And Jeff, cook up some bacon for me, okay, big guy?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.